Countdown, the behind-the-scenes story of the 2014 Pittsburgh Steelers draft. 7 days until the draft. Just 1 week remains until the 2014 NFL draft begins for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And much work still remains to be done. A big part of the work centers on going over, time and time again, the evaluation of each player on their draft board.
I thought in general, this speaks to what it would probably be another 12 months before we realize how good this dude's going to be.
But the most important part of the final meetings are that we put the final grade on the player. And, it's really the last chance for everybody to kind of have their say about a player.
Munch.
Yes.
Explosive power, light on his feet, play demeanor. You got any comparisons?
I was trying to do the Swiss nature.
Yeah.
There's not many.
Not many with this type of talent that I mean.
One of the most critical activities in the days leading up to the draft is assigning each draft prospect a final grade.
Kevin puts the final grade on it, and then once the whole board is put together, Kevin and Coach go back over it and tweak it if necessary. The special teams evaluation happens last, so sometimes there's a player that, based on his special teams performance, can move up or down our board.
He has 42 career kickoff returns.
The final grade each draft prospect receives is based on a large number of variables, but none more critical than how the player performed on game day.
I always talk about game and football playing. It can be anywhere from 80 to 90% of the evaluation, and it should be. You know, we get paid to evaluate players playing the game of football. The combine information that we gather, it's like icing on the cake. If we have a good player, he has a great workout, everything's good. We have a guy that we really didn't like and he has a great workout, we'll double check ourselves to make sure that, did we miss something in his play? Most of the time we haven't. It's just that he's a good athlete that may not be a great football player. So playing the game of football is still paramount in the evaluation. And again, I'd say it's 80%. You factor in the 7 to 10% for the workout, another 7 to 10 for the character, another 7 to 10 for the medical, to put it all together. But how they play the game is most important.
Defensive coordinator Dick LeBeau has a very similar philosophy on the type of player who will excel as a Steeler.
A long time ago, a very talent expert coach, he could evaluate talent. He told me, he said, "Dick, never, never grade an athlete down from a workout, an all-star game. You don't know home environment, playing for his team. Talk to the people that coached him there. You know, as a coach, more than anybody, the situations that you're going to ask this young man to be involved in. You have a better knowledge of the personality of his teammates that he's about to join. But you get a chance to get a feel, I think this guy is a Steeler guy, And you want to take at least every avenue that you can explore to see if this guy fits in the Steeler equation."
LeBeau also talks about this year's pro day visit to his alma mater, Ohio State.
I do go to Ohio State every year, and it's like going home for me. 3 yard line taken by Dick LeBeau. It's been a long, long time since I played there, but I left some of my blood and teeth on the field for them, so I'm glad they still remember me. They have some good defensive players there this year. Speed is a talent that is admired very much in the National Football League, and they have a linebacker extremely fast. A lot of times players will be drafted quite early for that one factor alone. They can run fast.
One day until the NFL draft.
In little groups, 1 through 15.
All across the country, sports writers and NFL fans are conducting their own mock drafts.
Among those, you know, in your books is the reports that you helped put together.
At Steelers Central, the same thing is happening.
So we're going to make that pick, take them off the board, move down to the second spot, and continue the process all the way down.
This is to help ensure the Steelers draft team is ready for every possible scenario.
If we ever get into a trade-down situation, it will be very much a no-lose situation. Preferably, if we're going to trade down three spots, we should have...
It's the ultimate dress rehearsal, and it signals that the countdown to the real draft is now being measured in hours instead of days.
Without a third-round pick, it's next to impossible to trade up in this draft, and that's fine.
Five hours until the NFL draft begins. After over a year of unending preparation for the 2014 draft, it's almost showtime. And one by one, the key members of the Steelers draft team begin arriving at the Steelers offices located on the south side of Pittsburgh and take their place in the draft war room. Also in attendance tonight is the legendary Dan Rooney. Like countless millions of Americans around the country, the Steelers draft team has their eyes glued to the TV monitor as Commissioner Roger Goodell casually walks to the podium in the center of the stage at Radio City Music Hall in New York.
With the first pick in the 2000...
Slotted for the 15th pick, the Steelers know it'll be sometime before they're on the clock. But every pick before them has a huge impact on their first pick. The Steelers are active on the phone, staying in close contact to a number of teams who are showing interest in moving up to the Steelers' 15th position.
Come on down to the row. 17, so I'll ask for one. Ask for one. And a seven. Thank you. You said there's definitely some interest in college when they get to 14.
14th pick in the 2014 NFL draft, the Chicago Bears select Kyle Fuller.
But the moment the Chicago Bears make their selection at number 14, general manager Kevin Colbert immediately says, get Ryan Shazier on the phone.
First name is Ryan. Last name is Shazier.
Shazier has been listed very high on the Steelers draft board, and there was no guarantee he would still be available with the 15th pick.
Hello, Ryan. How are you doing? Mike Tomlin, with Pittsburgh Steelers. You having a good evening? Are you healthy? You didn't step off the curb and turn your ankle this morning or anything of that nature?
Yes.
All right, man, let's do some business here, man. We'll take you here in a few minutes, man. You're going to be a Pittsburgh Steeler. All right, buddy.
Hey, Ryan, congratulations. How are you tonight? Enjoying yourself up there in New York? Good. Here's Coach LeBeau.
What do you say there, Buckeye? I'm smiling, man. How are you doing?
On the clock. Oh. Let's hear who the Steelers pick is.
With the 15th pick in the 2014 NFL Draft, the Pittsburgh Steelers select Ryan Shazier, linebacker, Ohio State.
This kid has come a long way this year. At 237 pounds, he ran a 4.38.
One round down and six more to go. Next down countdown. The behind-the-scenes story of the Steelers' 2014 draft. Find out more about the Steelers' remaining draft picks, the arrival of the newest Steelers to their new home, and the Steelers' perspective on the 2014 draft.